The City Council Committee endorsed moving ahead with the planning phase for a single-terminal concept KCI airport. The new airport would cost more than $1 billion paid by the federal government and the airlines. But the project would involve municipal bonds, and aviation director Mark Van Loo tried to assure critics that the new design keeps the access characteristics so popular at the present KCI.
It's no different than it is today. You will be able to pull off, go right into one of many doors, going right into the ticketing and security area and straight to your gate.
The city would not be responsible for paying bond investors, but issuing municipal bonds requires voter approval. Tuesday's elections came out just the way Kansas City, Missouri leaders had hoped. Mayor Sly James summed it up.
People of Kansas City know how to make decisions that are in the best interest of the totality. Question one, to provide medical services to those in need. Question two, there's really no reason for us to give up $2 million a year when nobody else is doing it. Question three, why would we jettison jobs on a future prospect that can't even be defined?
Question three would have prohibited future city incentives for any manufacturing related to nuclear weapons. Voters in Wyandotte County chose Mark Holland as mayor. Holland said one of the biggest problems facing Kansas City, Kansas is state budget cuts.
Cuts coming through for our education and cuts against municipalities are hurting our city.
Holland captured 56% of the vote. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon talked with Republicans about a compromise Medicaid expansion built on their alternative to his proposal. But Nixon wants the maximum qualifying income cutoff raised to 138% of the federal poverty level. Democrat Kevin McManus sponsored an amendment to do that.
Folks who have testified for this bill have made abundantly clear that we need to raise the eligibility standard in order to get those matching funds.
But a House committee rejected the amendment, and Republican support for their own alternative plan was declining. They did continue to talk about income tax cuts. To the consternation of education leaders like Lee's Summit Superintendent David McGee.
Missouri's funding for public schools is already more than $600 million below what is required to fund its own foundation formula, with no real plan in sight to ever see full funding.
Advocates for the poor group Missouri Budget Project launched its first ever ad campaign against cutting income taxes and raising the sales tax. Kansas Governor Sam Brownback signed the bill prohibiting political cause payroll deductions for state and local government union employees and signed one extending the statute of limitations on rape. For child victims, it'll be till they're 28. Wyandotte County Deputy DA Cheryl Lipke applauded that.
There needs to be some protection for children out there who are not brave enough, don't have the courage, or frankly are being threatened and can't come forward until a much later date.
Heading home for a month, legislators sent Brownback a controversial abortion bill that defines life as beginning at fertilization, one invalidating local prevailing wage contract requirements, one opening more public buildings, colleges, and schools to concealed carry, and a bill making it a felony to enforce any federal gun control on firearms made and kept in Kansas. They have not yet agreed on tax or budget bills. In postseason basketball, KU and K-State fans watched as that other Kansas team, Wichita State University, went to the Final Four. The Shockers play Louisville tonight at 6 for a shot at the championship. This is KCUR.